Pennsylvania does not want to send a hard leftist populist to Washington to represent them. And I truly believe I'm the only candidate in this race who can beat John Fetterman at the polls. Here's why. Our base knows I'm the only one who worked for President Trump who can be trusted to take America first and Pennsylvania first policies to Washington to fight for them every day. I'm also the only candidate who has supported the party over the decades, year after year. I can hold that big middle together because we have a big tent party, and then I'll be able to attract some suburban voters because they'll understand America first, Pennsylvania first policies mean safe streets in the, not just the city of Philadelphia, but the suburbs, too, where we're having a lot more crime. So I will work to put forward President Trump's great America first and Pennsylvania first policies every day in Washington on behalf of Pennsylvania. They know that. They know I'm the only one they can trust.
Okay, last question. Obviously, Mr. McCormick is going to have a lot of funds. Mr. Bardos is a experienced candidate, and Dr. Oz is a celebrity. So what is this primary race going to be about? I know you're already up on TV, I believe. Am I right about that, Ambassador?
Yeah, I was up on TV for months before everyone else. So, yes, I have that first mover advantage. I have a lot of support throughout the Commonwealth. We have almost 900,000 primary voters that we have to reach. It's a very big Commonwealth. And I'm the only candidate in this race, people know this, who fought for the America First agenda for the entire Trump administration. There are others who say, oh, I'm America First. Yeah, since they've been in the race. But, you know, I'm focused on the voters of Pennsylvania, and we feel great about our chances in May.
Has President Trump endorsed? Do you expect him to endorse?
Well, of course, everybody would love to have his endorsement, but I never get ahead of President Trump. What I'm proud of is that I served in his administration, and I served with distinction and honor, and I'm concerned about the voters of Pennsylvania. They have not been well served. Our Commonwealth has been diminishing over the last four decades. There's no reason for it. We're a powerhouse of energy, number two only to Texas. We have some of the best higher education institutions in our country, and we have world-class health care. With those assets, we should not have just lost a congressional seat and $1.7 billion to our GDP in 2019, which was a stellar year.
Yeah, the biggest impediment to Pennsylvania, Ambassador, is next to Ohio, and people just would prefer to live in the Buckeye State. That's the biggest impediment. But I thank you. Tell me the web address for Sands for...
Thank you, Hugh. So please go to CarlaSands.com, CarlaSands.com. We're getting throughout our Commonwealth. Our team is traveling. I'd love to come to your area and talk to your group. Just reach out to us. I'd love to have you volunteer for our movement. And humbly, I hope for your support.
CarlaSands.com. Thank you, Ambassador Sands. I love
Thank
talking.
You.
I love talking to candidates. It's going to be a wild primary. I'm going to talk to them all. Maybe I'll do a debate up there. I've done them already in California, Minnesota, and Ohio. Another one is coming up in February. Two more are actually coming up in February. I have moderator credentials if they stipulate to my rules. 30-second questions, 75-second responses, a bell that's a hard bell, no right of reply. I'll go anywhere.